Baruch Hashem, it's tremendous being a makom that seems to be going mechayel al chayel. Every time we come, it's Baruch Hashem, I suffer in kamus and echos, and should go mechayel al chayel. It's a tremendous nachas ruach to see how much, when Torah gets planted in a place, how much peiros it produces and how many people become attracted to it and so on. Baruch Hashem, it should just go maila maila. In the Seder of the big day of the big day Kohen Gadol, so the one that is most oiled, obviously, the one that seems to be the mark of it, is the Choshen with the Avonim and so on. But there is an interesting relationship between the Choshen and the Eifed. That's kind of very unclear what the relationship is. The Me'il, we understand, you know, at least the Tzuras Advarim, the Me'il, we understand the Tzitz, we don't understand, but at least it has a certain Tzura, Yuchedas. The relationship between the Eifed and the Choshen, two similar Begodim, it could have been one Beged as far as we're concerned. But there is a whole relationship in how the Avonim work. So both of them have mishpitzes with Avonim, except that the Avonim of the Choshen are separate Avonim. Every single Shevet has its own Evan, and it somehow gives out some sort of, it's keneged, a certain midah of that Shevet. Each one has a name of a shevet on it, plus Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and so on. But the avonim that are kisvas ha'eifoid are called avnei zikron meyisrael, v'nosan shmoisot me'ashem ashek seifav zikaron. So you have also, again, you have the two names on each one, six of them on one, six on the other, Machloikis in the spelling exactly, but Tachlis, you have the names of the Shvatim again, and this time it's one Evan. And the Evan is Shoyam, and that's Keneged Yosef's Evan. So it's the same idea in a very different way. It's the, here you have each one is separate, each one is on a different Evan. Here you have two Avonim that carry everything. And it's on the Tefayim, the Kneged, the Lev, in the Choshen, Rashi explains why, and this is on the Tefayim. And it's Shayach Dafka to Yesus Mida. So, I'd like to, a little bit, be Oymed on, it means that Yosef, to some degree, in one configuration, Yosef is the one that has all the names on him, and it's Dafka Yosef's Mida. And I'd like to try a little bit to be misbein a little bit in Yosef's Mida. So the Pasuk describes Yosef as Bechoyer Sheirei Hodoloi. He's a Sheir. The Sheir is used a lot, even though in the Pasuk per se, we'll see in a second, the next Pasuk speaking about Binyamin's Chelek. But Lemaisa, it refers again to Sher. In other words, Sher is used to describe Yosef's Mida, Ikru Sher. Then it says in the Pasuk, Ubein Ksef of Shochein. So this Pasuk is going Betzim on Binyamin, Ubein Ksef of Shochein, that the Shechina was not, that the Beis HaMikdash was not on the highest point, it was on a lower point. It was on a high mountain, and there was like a little bit of a dip, and that's where it was. That's called being safe of. So Rashi says, because Ein lecha noya b'shor ke being safe of. The beautiful part of the shore, the attractive part of the shore, is being safe of. So we have here the shore that Yosef is nidmet to, has a mokrim a special makom of yichud on the bank seifov, and that's where the Avnei Shoyim were. They were the Ketefayim. That was what it was. So, what is that midah? What are we talking about exactly? If you take a look at the psukim, and if you go through the details, the ephod in general was supposed to hold the choshen down, specifically from the cheshev ephod and from the avanim from the ephod from the kisvas ephod. There were rings that both of them served to anchor down the choshen. So, if you're to describe what the makom, what the relationship of the ephod to the choshen, the ephod is the basis, in a certain sense, that holds onto the choshen. The choshen is be'etzem something that would be yizach. It's something that would float around. It's not stable. And something holds it down. And that's be'etzim, the big picture, is the job of the ephod. If you were to translate this midah, so to speak, in midas Adam, in you would translate it into achrayis, arvus. When we speak in a ksuba about the chiyuv that the person has to give the ksuba, you say that you could be goyved afilu miglimo dal kasfoi, even from the a beged on my ktefayim. So the pashta moving is that the person it's his last beged, so to speak. It's everything he has, but it implies, the lashon is hinting at the fact that the kabbalas arvus achrayis is on the ktefayim. So if you ask yourself the aver and the adam that expresses kabbalas achrayis is the ktefayim. The word asaval, which we mean to carry, or savlonis, patience. Both of them are not an exactly good translation. Both of them means, what it really means is undertaking, that I'm undertaking to hold up something.
Beer.
So when a person when the person, it's my, I'm the amud on which it's standing. That's what the savlonis is. So the reason why I'm a savlon, the reason why I tolerate, it's not because I'm tolerating it, it's because it's my responsibility. It's my achrayis. So a Yosef's midah was a midah of shayr, and the makom, the shayr, that sort of expresses, encapsulates the entire shur is being safe of. That's the mokum noya, and that's where it is. So b'meila Yosef, there's two configurations of a shvatim. There's one configuration of the shvatim where each one is his own metzias. Each one is an evif ne'atzmoy, and that's true. But that in itself has no kvias. And I want to explain why. If they're all equal, and they're all, each one is different, then basically there's no one metzias that holds it together, and that's unstable be'etzim. The metzias that keeps it together is the metzias of, if everything stands on one spot, then that's its sheirish, that's its anchor, and everything comes from it. So Yosef's midah is that midah, and you see it expressed in a few places. First of all, when Yosef undertook to be mechalkel his brothers. He said, Mechalklo Yischon Yaakov, and he told them, you know, the Tovar Tzafnechem and so on. So the pshat was, he undertook, they had, he was the back on which everything rested. They had no makom in Mitzrayim, and he gave it to them. But I want to look at another place, one or two other places where you see that Mida comes to the fore. When we ask ourselves, why Yosef is a tzaddik? What was the taina? What was the wall that kept him from being Ovid Avera? So we instinctively leap and say, listen, it's the most terrible Avera, Arayas, Eishes Ish, so on. That's not his taina. His taina was the koila sheyesh loy nosam biyodi. Your husband put the entire achrayas of the makom on me. So it's something which it would be betraying my sense of achrayas. He wasn't talking about the issa chomer of arayas or ishesish. He was talking about it's my responsibility to make sure that everything is kept right. So his tzidkus was nevea, not from a makom of a makom of necessarily the chumr of that aveir, as much as from the mida of achrayis. You can ask yourself why. L'maisa tachlis, you know, there's a say shis, but akoponim, that was his taina. There's another very interesting place where you see Yosef's taino, where Yosef's mida was that. Yehuda comes to argue, to beg, to argue, to threaten Yehuda. Yosef. So he comes along and he says, you know, it's so terrible. I took full responsibility. So he's not pleading mercy for his brother. He's not pleading mercy for his father. He's saying, I took responsibility. So, I mean, imagine somebody comes to me and says, you know, this guy, you lent him money, it's really Rachmanis, you should forego the loan, and so on and so forth. Doesn't budge me. And then this person who I care less for even tells me, and you know what? I'm responsible for it. So why would that taina, why would I even think that that taina should budge me? I mean, the big point that leads up to is, I took full responsibility. Whether it was Nibo, Leyada, Manibo, or not. But the point is that he took, that when Yosef heard Achrayis or Arvis, that became something that was a taina to him. In other words, he's a baldover. He's not coming over here as a lawyer or as a shtadlin. It's somebody that's a baldover because if I'm a chroy and I'm an orif, like an orif kablin, that is nichnas tachas the loive, that's something that Yosef heard. So, if we ask ourselves in the shleimus of the Bidei Kehuna, what is the shleimus of the tzura of a kohen gadol? So, the chayshim mishpat, we would say that's the shleimus. But understanding that the sheirish of the shleimus is arvus, achrayus, that's what lies underneath it. When Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef a reward, the place that he rewarded him is called Shechem Echad Alechecha. Shaila, whether Shechem is Shechem, whether Shechem means a chelek, but Shechem means a shoulder. In other words, Yosef's chelek was that, and that's why in terms of Malchus, Yehuda and Yosef were the two Malachim in Klal Yisrael, eventually became two full machias, so on. But they were the two melachim because that was the soy, that was the shayrish of it. So if we ask ourselves, let's, in a person's avoid the klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is, where does the chshivas lie? Where does the shleimus lie? So we would say to ourselves, the maisim you do, the Torah learned, the maisim you do, b'chulhu. But in koyches hanefesh itself, people can do things because they're good, they're chashev, they're important, whatever. But if a person doesn't feel that he is mechuyev bedava, the chshivas of somebody who is mechuyev mitzvahs over somebody who's not a mechuyev mitzvahs, the havamina was that somebody who's potent does mitzvahs, ein mitzvah vaisa, is more chashev because he's volunteering. The maskana is that a mitzvah v'oisa is bigger because mitzvah v'oisa means that this is something that's a permanent part of the person and this is his metzias. If the musig of arvis or achrayis is the musig that drives me klapi the bayoilo, me klapi other people, That's my chiyuv. Then no matter what, it's there. If Yosef's midah would have been the diva slave, then after what his brothers did to him, then where is their makom to demand the diva slave? But if I'm responsible, so the mashal, a person has a child, and the child acts up. A child acts up in a way that, for anybody else, the parent would not in any way want to have anything to do with it. A child, because it's your responsibility, and you bear it as responsibility. The quality of a loyiza hachoish me'efrid, the quality that the choishin doesn't move away from the efrid, that's the midah of the avnei Sheyam of Yosef's midah on the Eifert. I'd like to say a few words about a makom like this. I mean, the idea when a person, when people are kaveh themselves to be miyaser a makom Torah and to be marbitz Torah and so on, in places that there's a lack of it. So the midah, so a person can speak about Torah and the chshivas of Torah and things like that. That's certainly extremely valuable and important. A person can speak about many milas and midas of habatzas Torah. It's true about any makom Torah. But if a person feels the sense of achrayis, kol yisrael reivim zeh lazeh, certainly at the level of a tzibur to a tzibur, that when people go to a makom that doesn't have a makom Torah yet, and a miyaser a makom Torah, or there's a need of mekaymes haTorah, and a person's miyaser a makom, the yisoid that it needs to come with is the yisoid of arvis, of achrayis. The level with which the type of arvis and achrayis that a person puts into it, it is what determines how kavua makom is. When a person, let's give an example, a person supports a makom Torah, and he supports it out of nedivas slave. That's nice. He supports it because he understands the tremendous chus of supporting Torah. That's wonderful. But all of that is open to being, you know, it can come a time when a person gets tired of it. Because any time the midah that's called for is a midah of better than, going beyond anything of that nature, then teva adam, that at some point, okay, I can't do the best now. That's it's reasonable if I ask a person to do things that are gewaldig. Once, twice, three times, okay. But if the approach is that it's my responsibility, and each person can feed his own hashara, it's my responsibility to do it, then you know, afilu maglima kasfoy. I don't mean financially, I mean the person doesn't shirk it because achrayis achrayis. Nobody says he's too tired to take care of his kids. He is too tired, but they have to be taken care of, and it's my responsibility. It's true in every facet of it. It's true in terms of the people who take the physical responsibility. It's true in terms of when a person comes to a makom to learn, and it's a well-established place and so on, he's a makabel. He comes and he gets, and it's very nice. But if it's a place where every person who comes creates the makom, and every person who comes, who doesn't come, there's something missing, then the person looks at it achrayistik. He looks at it arvistik. And it's something which is a whole different league of what it demands from a person. The level of excuse for a person to forego a gewaldic opportunity is in a daima to level of excuse needed that a person can walk away from responsibility. And it depends on the person's approach. If a person dehairs it like that, then he stands above it all. Yosef's Evan is koil everyone, and it stands higher than the other avanim. So even though at first glance a person looks at the Chayish Mishpat, and that's where he sees the lights and he sees the avanim, he sees everything. But a person who's Mizboinim understands that it's all being held up. The Sheirish lies on the Ktefayim. And on the Ktefayim is Yosef's Evan, because Yosef is the one who bore Klaus on his Ktefayim. That was Yosef's Midah. People who treat their ruchniyistika obligations and contributions as achrayis, they're the ones that are zeicha, that their metzias becomes the metzias that's koil everything. Their metzias carries everything, and their metzias stands on a whole plane above everyone else's metzias, because be'etzem, the kvias is him, and everyone else is mitlitali. The person who what he contributes is kvias. Everything else, anyone else that comes because of that, he's a result of him. The people in Klal Yisrael who undertake achrayas and arevas, they sit on the ktefayim of the tzur of Klal Yisrael. And in lecha noa b'shoyer my bank seifav. That's the beauty of the shir, is that being sefayim, and that's where you have the Tzion Shechina said, that's where the Ashuras Hashchina, and that's where the greatest schoolers of Toiv lie. Baruch Hashem, it's nicker in the Mokom, the type of achrayas people undertake, and that's why Baruch Hashem it's thriving, and continue b'yesa says b'yesa always to keep to. People should put shoulders together so that the makom becomes bigger and bigger and greater and greater. Session.